we've heard of Bert and Pearl over the telephone so much.
Yeah.
And that's our names. Mine's Bert, ours Pearl. So we go over there to Bert and Pearl, and little kids all, they come to the door and call Mrs. Al Pearl, little kids about that high, call me Bert. I go downtown in the car, you know, they all holler at me.
A woman whose husband is dead is known as a...
widow. Her husband, if she's divorced, she's a grass widow.
And you had a mother and a mother and a...
grandmother or
no,
stepmother?
Your mother's husband.
Oh, mother and father. Mother and father.
And what did you call your father?
Called him Paul. Called her Mother Maul.
And when you wanted to butter him up, what would you call him?
Just plain Paul and
Maul. Very affectionate term and everything.
Paul and Maul.
Yeah. And together you might refer to them as your...
father and mother.
Or one word for both together, your...
parents. We call them our folks, probably. Or their kids, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think I do that to a certain extent. We don't want to
call them folks.
How about a term of affection for your grandfather or grandmother?
Well, we always call them Grandpa and Grandma.
Grandpa, Grandma.
Grandpa and Grandma.
Never called her Granny or Grammy?
Never had enough names for them at all.
Man and wife might have a son and they might have a...
daughter.
And the daughter's not a boy, she's a...
girl.
And you push the baby around in a...
baby buggy, a go-kart. And say, that's another thing. My mother was, when she died, she was 91 years old, and she'd been married 74 years. And in that 74 years, she'd only had 2 deaths in her immediate family, and she left 44 heirs. Now, wasn't that a record? I said she didn't die of sorrow, sure. And they were 30 years apart. Those 2 deaths were 30 years apart. One was my father, and one was a granddaughter. And
goodness, you're a healthy family.
It's almost the limit now. Yeah, on my mother's side.
She exceeded the limit considerably.
Yeah, she sure did.
I'm sorry.
She had bad legs, and I do too. They hurt me so bad when I walk on them and stand on them. Never killed her, so I figured it won't kill me.
I guess not.
So I'm just going to live on, I guess.
Well, you're in good health now. A woman who assists at the birth of a child, before they used to call a doctor.
Midwife.
And if a boy has his father's nose, his father's ears, his father's eyes, you might say the boy...
has his dad's characteristics, would you call it?
Or would you say he takes that?
Dad's features, yeah.
Features his father?
Well, I'd say yes.
Or looks like him? Or
looks like his dad, or has the same features as his dad.
Mm-hmm. You ever say he takes after him?
Yes, a lot of them do too. They just act exactly like their dads.
But that would mean more than just looks.
Yeah, than looks, yeah.
You ever say he's a spitting image of him?
Yes, sometimes I will say just a spitting image.
And if you had... say 3 or 4 children, and you saw them through babyhood and childhood and up to maturity, up to the time they're married, you could say very proudly, well, we 3 children, we had more than had them.
We reared 3 children, raised 3 children. We just raised one.
You might say, Bob is this tall one year, he's this tall the next year. A lot in 1 year.
He grew a lot in 1 year.
And you might say to him, my,
how you've grown.
Do you have a name for an illegitimate child? A special name?
No,
just say illegitimate child.
Yes, probably illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call them different than that, though, when we were kids.
Woods Colt, was that Woods Colt, was that one that they used to use? Well, Woods Colt, that isn't one.
No,
that